Blog Talk Radio.
I
I might be too strung out on compliments, overdosed on confidence, started not to give a fuck and stop fearing the consequence. Drinking every night because we drink to my accomplishments. Faded way too long, I'm floating in and out of consciousness, and they saying I'm back. I'd agree with that. I just take my time with all this shit, I still believe in that. I had someone tell me I fell off, ooh, I needed that. And they wanna see me pick back up, well, where'd I leave it at? I know I exaggerated things, now I got it like that. Tuck my napkin in my shirt cause I'm just mobbing like that. You know good and well that you don't want a problem like that. You gon' make someone around me catch a body like that. No, don't do it, please don't do it. Cause one of us goes in and we all go through it. And Drizzy got the money, so Drizzy gon' pay it. Those my brothers, I ain't even gotta say it. That's just something they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, they know, yeah. That the real is on the rise. Fuck them other guys. I even gave them a chance to decide. Now it's something they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah. I be yelling out, money over everything, money on my mind. Then she wanna ask when it got so empty. Tell her I apologize, happened over time. She says they miss the whole Drake, girl, don't tempt me. If they don't get it, they'll be over you. That new shit that you got is overdue. You better do what you supposed to do. I'm like, why I gotta be all that, but still I can't deny the fact that it's true. Listen to you expressing all them feelings. Soap opera rappers, all these niggas sound like all my children. And that's who you thinking is about to come and make a killing. I guess it really is just me, myself, and all my millions. You know that they ain't even got it like that. You gon' hype me up and make me catch a body like that. Cause I live for this, it isn't just a hobby like that. When they get my shit and play it, I ain't even gotta say it. They know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, they know, yeah. That the real is on the rise. Fuck them other guys. I even gave them a chance to decide. Now it's something they know. They know, they know, they know.
What's good, Dons and Divas? Welcome back to GQ Palace, where dreams come true. We have my swagger is crazy in the building. Phone lines is open. Call 646-200-3838. Press 1 to speak to swag, or you can just stay on the line to hear the show. My swagger is crazy. Welcome to GQ Palace.
What's going on, Playboy?
What's good? What's good?
Same shit now, different swag. Day.
I feel you. I feel you. So, you know, let me ask you something.
Okay.
You got this big event going on right now.
Yes, sir.
At the Paradise Theater.
Yeah.
November 25th, Black Friday. You plan on turning the whole city black.
Yes.
Explain that event to us. I feel you. Explain that event to us.
You know, me and some brothers came together. You know, I knew these brothers for a couple of years, Hennessy Entertainment. Play the Game Entertainment on the Rocks Entertainment, and how we came together for this event was I was going to do my black affair on the 19th of November. So Biz from Play the Game was like, yo, let's do the party together. So we was like, all right, let's make it happen. And then from there on, it was a meet, lay it down, put it down, let's get it on.
Oh, all right. Now, because the audience, I guess you know, from the Twitter, Facebook, Global 14, you're going to be giving out tickets, is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Explain to them what they got to do at this point, but we'll get back into it later at a later time. But right now, just explain it to the audience that's listening right now.
You know what I'm saying? Anybody that calls in right now between when I'm on the air, if you have a question for me, and it's a valid question, me and Richard Judge, and we'll give away the tickets to the best question.
All right. That'll work. All right. So, Swag, let me ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you get your name?
Yo,
Swagger
crazy.
Is crazy.
We already went through this, Rich. We already went through this, but yeah, I'm going to tell you again.
Yeah, but see, I need the audience that wasn't there to hear it now.
All right.
So I need you to do it one more time. Like I said, you back in the building because last week, you know, it was a situation. So I got you here now. So I need the people that's listening now to know about My Swagger Is Crazy. Where did you get that name?
Well, I got this name from, I had an account on Facebook, you know. It was my original name, Latee. And like a week before, my Pink and White affair last year, somebody called in and reported to Facebook I was being disrespectful, and they shut my page down. So after they shut my page down, I was on my bullshit. And that's where the name came from. My swagger's crazy, no shine, no grind, fuck out of here. That's what FOH stands for. Everybody asks me, what's FOH?
Yeah, I was going to ask you that, too. That's nice and simple, boom, in a nice way.
Yeah.
Just the letters.
Because, you know, people were doing like, you know, this game is full of a lot of undercover backstabbing, whatever you call it. But, you know, I stay in my lane. I build my own lane.
Mm-hmm.
I'm staying in it. But don't come in my lane and try to, you know, throw dirt on me and my team, what we doing.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
That's where the name came from.
I see you. Now, how long have you been doing promotional parties?
I've been doing promotion for 20 years off and on.
20 years.
My first DJ was Reggie Wells, the legendary DJ Reggie Wells that works for WBLS, and Lady D Wells, and Casey the Prince of Soul. That was my first party ever. I had a comedy show and after party. MK's on 119 between 3rd and Lexington. That was my first party ever. After that, it just took off, you know. So, and that was that time. My name was what I was using. Oh, Pretty Black Entertainment. And I had my man Mel.
Man.
His entertainment was called Daddy Rich Entertainment. And together, we formed FAM Entertainment, which is Fast and Mel Entertainment. And then we took it from there.
That's interesting. So we just got a whole camp petition. All right.
Yeah, you know.
Now,
what I'm
saying. I want to ask. Yeah. Let me ask you. With you being a promoter, and some promoters in a relationship, do you think that put a burden on some promoters' relationship? I just want to know. You know where I'm going with this, so.
Because
you know some promoters, they got wife on the side, and you know, they got the shorties coming at them. And, you know, I know the wife get upset, and they try to explain, you know, listen, this is business, such and such. How does that work? How, you know, do you feel like a promoter?
I mean, it's not even being a promoter. It's about being in a relationship, period. You know what I'm saying? It's about trust out the gate. You know
exactly.
What I'm saying?
I feel you
if I trust you, you trust me. Being a promoter, yeah, it's things being thrown at you. You know what I'm saying? There's people coming at you different ways. And it's not even about the females coming at you. It's about other promoters coming at you sideways, thinking you don't know no better. You know what I'm saying? And it's like how you handle yourself, that's how people are going to handle you.
I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? How you handle yourself, how you present yourself, that's how people are going to handle you. If you're a knucklehead and you're about going and have a party and get all drunk and don't know who you went home with, that's on you. If you got a girl, that's on you and your girl. Over the case, it's all about trust. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's about. Everything starts with trust. You know what I'm saying?
You
got to have a friendship.
Yeah, so if you want to go out there and start pimping, it's on you.
Yeah, that's on you. I mean, if you want to go out there and swing low, that's on you. Me, I'm in my own lane. I'm doing what I got to do.
You
know what I'm saying? And I have, a lot of people that come out to my events are females. I had a lot of female friends before I even got into promotions. You know what I'm saying? And anybody that I deal with, I let them know out the gate. Listen, I have a lot of female friends.
Exactly.
And some say,
oh,
I can handle that. Oh, no problem, I can handle that. But when they see it live up close in person, they be like, oh, hell no, this dude is crazy. But I told you what it was. Well, you
exactly.
thought it was like,
that's how you...
You know, but it's about having trust. You know, it's not about the people around you. It's about you and your mate. You have trust with each other.
I feel you on that because, you know, trust is a lot of things when it comes, especially in the promotional field.
Yeah.
Gotta be.
Yeah.
It has to be.
Yeah.
Many females it is out there right now, you know, wifey, she's just, you know, playing her part. As long as she play her part and know, you know, you ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
You don't worry about it.
But, you know, it's not about her playing her part. You got to also play your part, too.
That's a fact, too. Right,
you know
about
what I'm saying?
That.
You have to play your part, too. If you know you with somebody, respect her if she's there at the party or event with you, or she's not. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to slide off and thinking, okay, I'm going to slide off, but I can get home on time. Everything comes to light. Everything comes to light, bottom line.
That's
you know
good.
What I'm saying? Because I mean, I could tell you some stories. I could tell you some stories, but that's a whole new show.
All right, yeah, we're going to wait till next time to hear the story. We're going to wait till the next one to hear the stories and all that. But with you being a promoter, right, do you feel it's any animosity with promoters?
Yeah, of course.
As much clientele as the next one?
Of course. Because you know why? People take it too seriously. You know, they take the fun out of it because they make it personal. You know what I'm saying? Well, anytime you make anything personal, it's going to be a problem because anything that's not suitable for you, you're going to see a problem with it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about as far as, like, a color of a fly. If I got a blue and gray fly, you got a blue and gray fly, oh, he's trying to be like me. You know what I'm saying? You're taking it personal.
Oh, so some really do feel like that. It ain't like, all right, we businessmen. You know, you're doing your thing, I'm doing mine. It's just, you know, collaborators. Some of them is just like, you know what, I ain't even going to deal with this cat. I'm going to do what I got to do. He getting more clientele, so I'm going to just run my flyer next to his. That's how it's getting down. That's just another format the way it goes.
No, that's, you know, I mean, 90% of that, what you just said is true. I'm not going to lie. 90% of it is true. Because some people just want to just be in their own. Everybody want to build their own empire. But to build an empire, you have to first have a foundation.
Exactly.
You just can't be on everybody's flyer. You know what I'm saying? I mean, build your own foundation. Have your own events and do what you got to do for yourself. Because how can you do something for yourself? How can you do something for others? You can't do something for yourself. Like me, I'm not
that's
the type of promoter. You don't see me on everybody flyer. And you will never see me on every flyer because I pick and choose who I deal with.
Now, let me ask you, so how did you get into dealing with Hennessy Entertainment? You know, y'all just met up one day.
Oh, that's my dudes
the
right there, man. That's
did y'all just
right there,
come
man.
Together? Like, yeah, explain that to us. Let us know how y'all met up.
Because,
you know, the way y'all doing
right
things
there,
is crazy.
Them brothers right there is like, I could say, honestly, them is one of the realest, when I mean real, down-to-earth brothers, them is, like, in my top five. And I mean, my list is short, because I'm a very private person when it comes to business. But Play the Game, Hennessy Entertainment, them right there is, like, one and two in my top five. And they battling over one.
Wow. So what if another entertainer went to join y'all? Would y'all have to, you know, give it like a standoff, like, you know, like, all right, let's all decide whether this entertainment going to get in with us or we just not going to let them in?
No.
Is the majority rules in that situation or do y'all just, all right, this is my man, he's entertainment, let's have him join us?
First of all, you got to deal with people that's on your same page. You know what I'm saying? You got to deal with people that's going to be on your same level as far as doing an event. And what I'm saying is people just throw parties, just throw events. and they linking with anybody. I'm not linking with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, because I pick and choose. Because, say, like, all right, I'm 45 years old. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to throw a party with a 25-year-old.
I feel you.
You know what
I'm saying? That's like a whole new generation right there.
You know, that right there will never happen. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. You got to pick and choose who you deal with. Me and Hennessy play the game. We have the same flow, the same crowd, the same people.
Exactly.
Grown, sexy. You know, between me, Hennessy, Play the Game, and On the Rocks Entertainment, we are all in the same age group as far as like 35 to 40. You know what I'm saying? We're not going to throw a party with somebody from 21 to 23. That will never happen.
I feel you.
That would never happen.
It's like a whole totally different generation.
But some people do that because they're only thinking about the money. They're not thinking about how your people would adapt to that. Like if I have an event with somebody that's 25,
mm-hmm.
and my people come, they'd be like, this dude swagger done lost his mind.
Because
they're used to the vibe and the atmosphere that I bring.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't do that. I'm not setting myself up for that. So sometimes people may take it personal. They may send me out a request to have a party with them. It's nothing personal. It's business. And what comes first is my business.
All right.
It's nothing personal.
Okay.
I can hang out with you, have drinks with you, and do whatever, you know what I'm saying, and go party with you all night, all day. But I'm not gonna deal with you because I know what you bring to the table. And I'm not bringing that to the table. That's not gonna happen.
I feel you. Now, doing promotion, it's like a self-employed business because you still have to get on your grind and everything. You know, how does all that work? Because you got to get the flyers printed up. You got to get the pictures for the flyers. You got to get reliable people to sell the tickets for you.
Let me tell you something. Sometimes just to start off with the fly, it will take me. Matter of fact, shout out to B Vision and Graphics. That's who do my flies. We done, for example, the next event, Black Friday, it took mm-hmm. us at least seven days or more to do that flyer. Because I'm mm-hmm. not going to put nothing out there that I won't hold in my pocket and say I may attend this. See, the flyer starts everything off. You can have the sexiest venue, the baddest women coming there, but if your flyer is crazy and it's garbage and it's whack, they're going to be like, nah, I'm not going in because I do that.
Mm.
I do that myself. Mm. I don't have flyers. I'd be like, oh, hell no, I'm not going there. What am I going there for?
No, I just got to ask this, just to ask it, where do the females come from that y'all put on the flyer?
Oh.
That's somebody
I'm speaking for me. The females come from either, like I said, my man P Vision, he does my flyers.
Uh-huh.
Me and him, we go at it crazy. We go at it because he wants to send me something. I'll be like, nah, that's not her. So I'll be like, you know what? I'm going to send you some images. I'm going to send myself some images. And then we're going to make this flyer. So the women come from the internet.
Okay.
And different places that females that he deal with, models that he deal with.
Oh, okay. So they are original. Some of them are
real.
Original, but then they are
they real. They ain't made up, Trump. They ain't made up.
Maybe some of them get them out the magazines or something like that. Not saying
this
you, but
nah,
like,
nah, this is no, I, this is, they be real. They be real. You know what I'm saying? They be real. And, you know, they'll inbox you, though, and they'll tell you, like, listen, I don't mind using my picture, you know, just plug me in some kind of way. I have no problem with that.
Oh, okay.
I have no problem with that. But they be real. Trust what I say. They be real. Ain't no, they be real is real is real.
Yeah, so that is the true myth. Oh, all right, all right. Now, If you had the chance to throw it all away for one thing, would you do that? And if you was to do it, what would it be?
Let me tell you something.
If you had the chance to just, you know, like, be like,
If I had it all to throw away for one thing in life, that's what you're asking me?
Yeah, one thing.
For my mom to live forever.
I feel you. I feel you.
That's what I would throw away for
wow.
my mother.
That's some real thing right there. And we spoke to your mom last week. She is crazy about you, her baby. Ain't nothing going on. You know, I think she'd be at the party sometimes.
No, she came. She came last year to my pastel affair. She came last year, and we was dancing and all. Everybody's like, "Who's that?" Because my mother, you know, she don't look her age. Like,
yeah.
Who's that? I think that's his wife. No, that's my mother. Are you serious?
That's one thing.
If I had a choice, I would throw it away for my mother to live forever. That's somebody that, you know, built me. You know, as far as like, because I came from the streets, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Hustling, selling drugs, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if y'all read my post yesterday. I posted yesterday was my anniversary to get me shot. I got shot 6 times in 85.
Wow.
So yesterday was like a real rough day for me. But it wasn't as rough as it was 20-something years ago.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So I posted that up because, no, I don't want nobody to feel sorry for me.
Yeah,
you know,
as long as
you're
here, that's the main thing. Exactly.
I want you to see what I'm doing now. Don't think about my past. Look at me what I'm doing now because I done ran into people in the streets, you know what I'm saying, that I grew up with, you know, that was hustling with me, and they'd be like, tell my son how we used to do. Nah, tell your son what you're doing now.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how that go.
Well, my switch mother told me we got a caller on the line.
Okay.
So I guess we'll bring the caller through. Caller, are you there?
I sure am.
His voice.
Hi, caller.
So familiar.
My swagger.
What's up? Who that?
Who's calling?
This is T, baby.
What's up, baby?
Oh, man.
No, here we go.
You guys, I couldn't wait for today, okay?
Okay.
I've been contemplating on what I'm going to say to you today. I was bad last week, but I'm going to be good this week.
All right.
But my question to you, did you think that you would be where you are 20-plus years ago?
You know what, T, to be honest with you, nah, I didn't. Because 20-something-plus years ago, I ain't know myself.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't know what I was capable of.
Right.
You know, I didn't know what I was capable of as far as... I know I was a given person.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I was a people's person. I was always given to those who needed.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? As far as like, when I mean to go... I'm talking about as far as like, if I seen somebody that used drugs, even though I was in the street selling drugs, and I see them without a coat, and I know they sold a coat to the dude down the block, I put them upstairs at my mother's house to go get a coat.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So, nah, I never dreamed about it. I just, something I felt I wanted to do.
Right.
You know
Another thing, have you or do you plan on giving back to the community?
All the time. Matter of fact, I'm having a toy drive.
Oh, okay.
Me, Trendsetters Production, Omar the Comedian, Royal Express, AJ Productions, December 10th. We having a toy drive.
That's what's up.
For the kids. You know what I'm saying? Every year I try to give something back. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up because, you know, we all know that without God, we wouldn't be where we are anyway.
Let me tell you something. I was on a kid on welfare.
Oh,
so I know.
I feel you.
So I know what it is to have hand-me-downs and not be able to go shopping for yourself. And my mother was a single mother with 8 kids.
Oh, wow. That sounds about like my family, but we had mother and father for a long time, you know.
Right. Oh,
but it was eight of us.
We had the man figure there, but my mother was more the man.
The carrier.
Of course, she did what she had to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, yes, I plan on giving back. Like, my girl, she's a beauty entertainment. Shout out to them. They want to have an Easter party for kids.
Wow.
This Easter coming up. I don't even know what Easter is, because Easter is like March, April.
Right.
When Easter coming, it's going to be a party for kids. And I will be involved with that. Like I said, we have the toy drive coming up. And also, if I forget, February 25th at the Black Affair, we are also having a coat drive. A drop off site, Trendsetter Productions and New York Care is having their drop off site the night of that event. So you can drop off coats, whatever.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's that address again?
At the Paradise Theater. When you come to the party,
bring some drawers,
bring some socks, bring something.
I got a couple of stuff I just need to get away.
You can drop it off.
Can we bring
the box.
Some people?
Yeah.
That's another thing. You will, if it's God's will and the creek don't rise, I will meet you November the 26th.
Yeah, I'm dying to meet you too, T.
November
25th.
Yeah, but those were my questions to you, you know, and I want to just say, hey, do what you're doing, keep doing the damn thing, and keep going to the top.
I try.
Because you got it going on.
You know, I try
to, real talk.
Like right now, I'm working on my first ever concert with Rome, Johnny Gill, and Keith Sweat.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Ooh.
So that's what I'm working on now, going into next year, after my birthday party.
Okay, when
yeah, we
got to
know when that
Pisces.
Is.
Pisces.
Yeah, I'm a Pisces. March 4th.
Yeah, we Pisces.
Yo, well, we Pisces.
Right. Okay, like I said, you keep doing what you're doing and take it to the top like you've been doing.
Thank you, sweetie.
All right, hon.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, T. We have another caller on the line. Caller, are you there? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, caller, you're on GQ Palace Radio. We have My Swagger Is Crazy on the line. Is there anything you have to ask him?
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm just tuning in, but I want to know, how do I get some tickets?
Tickets to where? Where you want to go to the moon? Got to play. Where you want to go to the moon?
If it's
you know what? You know what? Hold on, caller. What's your name, caller?
It's Cynthia from Long Island.
And Rich, you know what I told you, right? I said the person that called me with the best question, and that was the best question, but she came straight out. Fuck all the bullshit. I'll give her tickets. You know what? I got to give her two tickets just for that.
Well,
just for
you.
That. So you got your two tickets.
Thank you.
Because that right there was just straight dry. Listen, I'm not bouncing around. I don't know this dude. I don't know who they're interviewing, but I know I want to go to the party. I'll get tickets.
All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to have you out. Just stay on the line, my football operator, get your information. And we'll get in touch with Swagger and get you your tickets.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Swagger.
Yo, Swagger. Do me
she
a
came
favor.
Straight out, listen.
Yeah, she came straight out with that one. Just let me
she
get the tickets.
Out.
Like, okay. Well, your Swag, what I want
yeah.
you to do is let everybody know the information about how they get in touch with you. Let them know about the party that's going down, how much the tickets cost in advance, how much, you know, it's probably going to be more at the door and everything. So let them know all that information about you. Hello? Swag? Wow.
Hello?
I think, yeah, Swag, you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Oh, all right. I thought we lost you. We lost you for a minute there.
Yeah,
you
lost
you
for a minute. All
right.
Yo, she came straight up. She was like, yo, listen, I ain't got nothing to say. I ain't telling y'all niggas nothing. Give me some tickets.
Just give me the tickets. That's all I want.
Just give me the tickets. I don't care. She want to know how can I wear tickets. That's it.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Like, okay, you know, straight to the point.
Straight to the point. I'm like, shit, either she going to get the tickets or wrong or something.
That man gonna be in a lot of trouble.
Yeah. Well, she got her tickets.
Swag, let them know your information, you know, let them know your number to call you, and about your events. Let them know about future events going on too, also. Let them know, you know, the contact info, what you got on Facebook, what you got on Twitter, and all that, so they can, you know, inform you about
man, let me tell you something, Rich. I got my hands in so much stuff right now. I got Black Friday. I mean, Washington Black Friday, Paradise Theater, November 25th. Then I got me on the Rocks, Prestigious Entertainment, December 16th at the Paradise Theater, Boots and Minks Edition. Then January, I got Biz from Playing the Game, Big Birthday Bash with Kador from Trendsetters on January 29th. Then on February 10th, Prestigious Ones Entertainment is having an annual Valentine's Day ball at the Villa Peron Manor in the Bronx. And then, after that, I'm going to my birthday party. That's my birthday party will be serious. Last year I had the Swagger Ball, Blazers and Bustiers. This year, step it up a bit right here. So I'm telling everybody, I'm going to give it a hit now. Go shopping.
No roots, Rachis, and none of that. You know,
I don't give a damn. You have Louis Vuitton, Louis Vuitton, Louis to Dewey, Louis to Hong, Gucci Manor, Gucci Prada this, Prada that. If you ain't got them things that bite, you in trouble.
And so if you're not wearing Gucci and you wearing Gucci or something like that, you're not going. You know,
you ain't got them things that bite. You ain't got them things that nigga had to kill and put on your feet. You can't come in.
Exactly.
That's
how
I'm gonna take it back. We're talking about
the swag. I was getting ready to say, you know, I appreciate you for joining us, but we have more callers on the line right now. Would you mind staying a couple more minutes?
Yes, I know.
I got another episode, but would you mind staying a couple more minutes?
Let's go.
All right.
Go. Put the callers on. Let's go.
Caller, bring that. Caller, are you on the air? Hello? Caller, are you there? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, damn. We can hear you now. You got my swagger. It's crazy on the air. Who are we speaking to?
This is Penny, Peninsula Rice.
Who?
Peninsula Rice.
Peninsula. Oh, okay. Peninsula, how are you doing? But this is one of the members on the GQ. We have a general question page, but we actually didn't do it this week. I had to cancel it because, what I said, we brung swagger on, which is a good thing. But GQ, general question will be back next week. Right now, we had to lay low for a minute because we had to have my swagger crazy on the air. But, Penicilla, you have a question for swagger?
Yes, because I want tickets.
Everybody
get invested. Y'all supposed to ask Swagger a question. Y'all supposed to ask him a question and then get the tickets. Everybody call in and they want the tickets. But
no, Rich,
you
said
what she said.
It gotta be a good one, right? It gotta be a good one. Okay,
Rich.
I got a good one for him.
Let me tell you something. Hold on, babe. Hold your question. Let me know what she said. She was listening. She said, shit, that shit worked for her. It's going to work for me.
Okay.
You're
dead going right. You ready?
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
All right.
What's your question for Swag?
Okay, here you go. If a person pays all your bills, take care of you, make sure everything you need and all you have in your life, they doing everything for you, but they ran out and cheated on you that one time, would you forgive them?
Babe, I think you asked me the wrong question.
Why?
Why?
That's
you asking me.
That's something to think about.
Because, listen, I'm a promoter. I'm not a therapist.
Oh, okay. You want me to ask you some promotional questions?
No, I'm messing with you. Because you know why I'm messing with you? Listen, I'm joking with you.
He's joking. It's love. It's
sometimes,
he's joking.
Because sometimes people will inbox me, and we have personal conversations like that. You know what I'm saying? Now, for you, the question was, if somebody's taking care of you, paying all your bills, and making sure you're all right, and they cheat on you, what would you do?
Yeah, if they ran out and
I have a segment.
You forgive them?
No, I'm telling you what I would do. I'm going to tell you what I would do. I have a segment on my...
Even if you got years there with them?
Well, he explained it to you in the segment that he's going to do.
I'm going to tell you what I would do. Now, I have a segment on my page called Leave That Nigga Right Here, and I have another one called That Heifer Done Lost Her Mind. Now, if it's a woman, a man would say, I'm taking care of you. I'm doing this for you. This heifer done lost her mind, and I'm bouncing. Now, if you're a man, if your man do that to you, you'll be like, leave that nigga right there, and you will bounce. Ain't no way in the world I'm taking care of you, and you out here doing what you got to do with the next dude, man, cat, dog, whatever you're doing. We're not doing that. When you're in a relationship.
You answered my question.
Okay,
I'm
saying.
I'm talking about the person you took me care of. I'm talking about you.
Well, what
okay,
I do?
Went everything, and I don't know, maybe something just went wrong at home, and you went out the relationship.
Are you talking about me personally?
Yeah.
Oh, hell, I'm gone. What the hell wrong with you?
I thought
you was asking my advice on it. I'm saying me personally, I'm gone. I'm part
of
the Jordans. I'm going in the crate, get the Jordans with the wing on the back, and I'm gone. We're not doing that. You serious? Oh, I thought you... My bad. I thought you were saying as advice, but now you say me personally. Oh, I'm beating my feet.
No, not no advice. Oh hell no, I wouldn't.
I'm beating my feet. I'm beating my feet. There ain't no way in the world I'm gonna be out here busting my ass and you out here doing. Huh?
So the question was asked to me, and I wanted to get a man's point of view from it because the question was asked to me, and I like from a woman's point of view If I got years with a person and they run out and they do that, if you have to get to the core of the problem. You got to find out where you went wrong. Maybe it was you that pushed him out into the relationship.
Nah, listen, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. That right there, let me tell you something. I was married twice, right?
Oh,
and
God.
Listen. But you know, I'm blessed because I grew from my divorces.
Oh, wow.
Because both of them cheated, it made me a better person. Because in the beginning, when it first happened, I thought it was me. You know what I'm saying? What did I do?
Yeah, it
but
does. It
then I'm thinking like, damn, I'm out here on the block. I'm out here on the block. I'm getting money. I'm bringing it home to you. So what the fuck is you mad about?
Exactly. It does make you question your motives.
Yeah, it does. But in the bottom, and it all says is like, people always point that finger, but they don't know that the other four point back to you.
That's true.
Yeah,
you gotta
get to the core of the problem. Because if you get to the core of the problem, maybe you can fix it.
And I'm the type of person, don't make your issues my issues.
Because the rule was if you ask a good question, he would give you some tickets.
All right, you got your ticket, boo. Rich,
on,
get her number. Cause she,
out
okay.
Because she,
right,
she done turned me to Swagger / Dr. Roof.
Leave me alone.
All right. Listen, should I stay on the line? What we going to do, because we got to get your information and give it to the switchboard operator also, you know,
all right,
to get your ticket. All right, so make sure you stay on the line.
Yes, I would
Swag.
Love to come and
yes,
oh,
sir.
I really want to thank you for joining us tonight.
Yes, sir.
I really appreciate it. And I still want you to come back because we still want to hear those stories.
I'm coming back. I'm coming back and I'm going to come back because I got some more tickets I want to give away. And I want to give away some tickets for the Boost and Mink event. And, you know, I got events lined up. And, you know what I'm saying? As long as you up, I'm up. And we're going to get this money and do what we got to
no
do.
No doubt, yo. You're going to see me because I'm coming.
But I
want to
thank you all for having me, for real.
I'll be at the joint on November 25th.
Yes, sir.
We'll be up in there.
Okay.
All right?
Y'all have a blessed night, and thank you for having me.
All right, good looking, Swag. I'm going to definitely holler at you.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Coming up next, we got Mike J, the R&B singer from Atlanta. But before we even bring him out, we're going to give y'all a little taste of one of his singles called I'm Ready. So stay right there and don't move. GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Where you at, Mike?
Okay, let's go.
When I wake up and think of you, it's just you and I, but that don't equal two. myself with you on my side. And I'ma tell you this, looking in your eyes.
I'm ready.
Yeah, you know I'm ready for you.
I'm ready. It's your boy Mike.
I'm
ready.
Yeah.
The R&B. The R&B singer.
Because I know you was here already, but we had a rough draft, so I really thank you for coming back and letting the people know exactly what's going on. But before we get started and everything, last time you was here, we was talking about the ATL Entertainment Awards. How did that go about?
Well,
let
first
us know
of all,
what's going on with that.
Just, you know, just so the viewers know, it's the 2011 ATL Entertainment Award hosted by comedian Rodney Perry from the BET The Monique Show. It's going to be held actually tomorrow at the Georgia World Congress Center. And, you know, at that time I was out promoting, getting the word out, you know, for folks to vote for me. And it was 22 people in my category. And now, you know, I came on GQ Radio, you know, and you put the word out for me. And I'm happy to come back now, even though it's tomorrow, to confirm and thank you all, because now out of the 22 people that was in my category, God is good. I'm in the top three of my category. So, you know, just be
all
praying
right.
for me, man.
All right. Yeah. That's a good thing. For real, y'all. I'm just glad, you know, GQ Palace could assist you on certain things, you know. That's the good thing. You know?
Word up.
But I'm ready. That track. Let's get into I'm Ready. What inspired you to write that track?
Wow, man. Well, what inspired me to really write that track, man, you gotta, you know, R&B music nowadays is a lot of the times on sexual stuff, and it's about, you know, you got a lot of women out there that got records such as, you know, I'm independent and I'm trying to do independent stuff. And then, you know, so I decided I wanted to do a record for the ladies to let them know, you know, I'm ready. You know, man, you ain't got to worry about me sleeping around with 20 million people or not, you know, saying, making up my mind to be with you. If you ask me, I'm going to tell you, I'm ready. You know what I mean? So, you know.
I feel you. So you just like, all right, just letting them know, all right, you ready to settle down. Ain't nothing going on. You ain't trying to be out there hitting this one, hitting that one, regardless of the fact of how big you are. It's all about them. Am I right? The person you're with.
Most definitely, man. And, you know, so that's what the record, you know, pretty much talks about. You know, I listen to a lot of the records that's on the radio now. And I think that, you know, us fellas, us artists, as a matter of fact, need to get back into, you know, since serenading the ladies, you know, making the women our first priority when it comes to music.
I feel you. Now, Mike, let me ask you something. Since you was 5 years old, right, I'm going to get into this, you know, let's just get this out the way. You've been in and out of foster homes. You never knew your father. You was in prison. Do you feel that made you the stronger individual that you are today?
Oh, man, most definitely. I think me being in and out of foster care and living in foster care from group home to group home and, you know what I'm saying, even going to prison definitely made me a stronger person. You know, they have the same. God will never put more on you than you can bear, and what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. That is so true, because what a lot of people don't know, when I was in prison, I tried to, you know, say commit suicide 3 different times, because I didn't think I was going to make it, you know, through that particular time, you know, in my life.
Yeah.
Would have never thought I would have went to prison, but, you know, it happened, and while I was there, you know, God was just revealing himself. I got to get in his word, got to get a closer relationship with him, and like I always say, anybody that has a close relationship or is getting a closer relationship with God, you got to be strong, because he's the source of all power and all energy. So I think God set me aside, especially in prison, to pretty much have one-on-one time with myself. And me growing up in and out of foster care, of course, man, it made me a stronger person, because now, you know, I can be an ambassador for a lot of people that's in foster care, or a lot of people that's, you know, adopted, to let you know you can get through this. You ain't got to commit suicide. You don't have to go out and, you know what I'm saying, do drugs and all that other stuff, but you can't actually come out on top and be positive. And so that's what my message is to a lot of the people that is, even if your father was never in your life, you know what I'm saying, like mine wasn't, you still can make it, you still can dream big, and you still can pursue your dreams and make them happen.
You know what, I applaud you on that, Mike, I really do. For you to come out the individual that you are today and still making this music, and we also have a track, Keep On Grinding, but we're going to get later into that when you're sending out a message. You understand, but we're going to get into that a little later. But
yes.
Now, you opened up some shows for some big names in the industry. How did it feel knowing that these big celebrities is, you know, you open up shows for them and everything? Like, you open up for Naughty by Nature, I think, and Neo.
Yeah.
How did it feel just being on the stage, opening up shows for them and having all these fans look at you, knowing these big celebrities are going to come on after you?
Exactly.
How did that feel?
It's a great feeling. It's a surreal feeling. It's like a natural high, if I may say that. Opening up just to be on the same ticket or the same card as a major artist such as legends, icons such as Naughty by Nature. You know, that experience in itself was just like mind blowing. I would have never thought that I would have had the opportunity to share the same stage with Naughty by Nature. And even after the fact, after, you know what I'm saying, I performed, and after their show, they invited me up to their suite. You know, we chopped it up.
Wow.
We talked, you know.
And those,
you know,
some
so
big
it was a,
pioneers right there.
Yeah,
those,
man.
Those some real big pioneers right there.
Say it again?
I said, those are some real big pioneers right there.
Man, I'm telling you. And they were so down to earth, too, man. I can tell you that they were so down to earth. Even Neo, I had the opportunity to open up for Neo, man, and after I performed, he brought me back out on stage, you know, in front of 15,000 people and showed me love. You know, and of course, after the fact, you know, he gave me some great knowledge and some great wisdom, you know what I'm saying, things to look out for, to watch for in this game. And so I respect him for doing that, but it lets me know that I'm on the right path, especially when you have names like that. And including Nicki Minaj, she commented on my record, "Keep on grinding if you're gonna play." That felt good. That lets me know that there are real artists that are really doing it, that really respect my music. So that's a blessing within itself, and I couldn't ask for a bigger blessing.
Yeah, because the songs you write is incredible. They are incredible. Now, do you write your own material?
Yes, I write my own records. I do have a team of writers as well, but most of my, I write 90%. Of my records, I write most of my records, but like sometimes, like my record, I Lost Your Number, that actually was a co-written record. So, you know, it's sometimes I like to share the wealth.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Another writer that I can grow from, so definitely.
And nothing wrong with that. All right, it's all right to share the wealth as long as they know where it's coming from, who's singing it, and they give that wealth back. You understand?
Oh, so
definitely. Ain't nothing wrong with sharing the wealth. Ain't nothing wrong with sharing the wealth. Now, you got this single, GMS, about to be released soon. It's about to
Let me tell you.
Single, GMS.
GMS, for people
GMS.
That don't know what GMS stands for, it stands for grown man shit. And the reason why I actually named the record GMS is because, you know, when my mama hear the record, I don't want her to be like, "Well, what's the name of this record?" I can't curse him, you know, in front of my mama, so I just say GMS, and that's kind of what caught, you know. So the record GMS, man, it's a dope record. I'm actually performing it live tomorrow at the 2011 HL Entertainment Awards. Tomorrow, baby, win it tomorrow, man, and I'm on my grown man shit, man. I'm can't nobody stop me. I'm hot. That's what the record is talking about. And so being on my grown man shit, it's like I'm making moves. I'm living out my dream, and I'm going to make something happen, you know what I'm saying, with myself. And that's what a grown man takes care of his responsibilities. And that's what I'm doing right now. I can't cry about yesterday because that's what little boys do. But grown men
exactly.
Do something about it, do something about their future.
Exactly.
So that's pretty much what the record is talking about.
Exactly. Now, how did you come up with that title? What did that title come
from? Man, let me tell you. So I was working out. This is how this whole record even came about. I was actually working. I was at the studio. Then I went across the street to this high school to have a track field back then. I was just jogging, just listening to it. And I was just like, man, something gotta pull, something gotta move for me. And as I'm literally jogging, I hear a voice say, "You need to get on your grown man shit, Dan." Literally, and I'm like, damn, shit, that stuck with me. It was catchy because you hear people often all the time say, "Man, I'm on my grown man shit," but there's no record about it. So I think that this is the anthem for that record. I don't care what your hustle is. I don't care what you're doing. Whatever you do, do it big boy style. You know what I mean? And so that's why I said, well, shoot, let me just do the record. I'm on the track, literally driving, working out, even in my head before the record was even written or even done. I'm on my grown man. We get money, pop them bottles, and we shut shit down. You know what I mean? And that's what I have to do, especially in this music game, man. It's going to be shut now. Real R&B is about to come back. We're about to have a good time. And I'm just ready to make history.
I feel you. Okay, Dons and Divas, phone lines are now open. We're about to get into that single that's soon to be released, GMS by Mike J, the R&B singer. The number to call, 646-200-3838. Remember where you heard it first, GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
It's your boy Mike J, the R&B singer. Get up for the club. Yeah, we pop some bottles and throwing them dollars up. And VIP, I'll hit it. I'm sipping on the throne. I'm fixing ladies with me. I'm partying on my own. I feel my grown man shit like this. I feel my grown up, just can't miss. Ain't no doubt about it. And money ain't no stopping. And that's why I'm turned up like this. Oh, I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man shit. I'm on my grown man. We get money, pop the bottles, and we shut shit down. so cool it. I'm a baller in my city and that's how I do it. First name money, last name maker. She looking good, so you know I gotta take her. My money so bold, your pocket so human. Yeah, I'm done, done, I done did it. All black shades with all black titties. Yeah, I'm making rain, I'm really talking. So cold, and talk my shade, baby, yeah, I need a knife. I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man.
Radio. Who are we speaking to?
This is Boss Lady, baby.
Oh, this is Boss Lady, Mike.
Yeah, what's up, Boss Lady?
That's Boss
Hi,
Lady.
Darling.
She's actually the one that introduced me to you. That's how we actually got Mike on the show, because the Boss Lady, she's actually one of GQ Palace, GQ Palace producers. And that's how we got to meet Mike J. Matter of fact, Boss Lady, how did you and Mike J go about meeting? How did y'all meet each other?
We met. I was on Nikki's page, and I came across some of his stuff on Nikki's page, and we kind of linked up and kind of started talking. And then whenever I went on his page and, you know, started, like, kind of investigating, and I was like, this dude is really, really hot. And then he started sending me stuff, and I'm like, okay, you know. And then when he sent me, you know, the GMS, I was like, oh, my God, I've lost my mind, and I don't need to find it. I'm done. I'm done.
She said she lost her mind and she don't need to find it.
Yes,
wow.
I was like, I lost my mind and I don't need to find it. And me and Nikki was kind of laughing about it because I kept saying, he had did a plank, and I kept saying, I asked him, I was like, what would make you do that? And he was like, I don't know, I was in the studio, you know, I was kind of tired, and, you know, I wanted to be inspired. And I was like, well, why didn't you take your boxes, run around the street with your boxes and your hat on and sing Moments of Life? And when I told him that, she was cracking up laughing.
Wow.
But it was super, super funny. It was super funny, but he's been a sweetheart.
Yeah,
I backed him from day one. And I really, really believe in his music, and I've actually threatened people if they didn't help my boy, you know. So, I really, really believe that everything that he's been through, and he's a really humble, humble person, so he deserves everything that he's going to get. He deserves everything that's coming to him.
He's
Thank
definitely
you, man.
Doing
real.
He's definitely
and
doing.
He's super, super funny.
That is funny to talk, lady, though.
Wow.
Well, we get along very well. Me, him, and Ro tag teaming people.
Okay, so it's like a brother and sister thing.
Like
a brother and sister thing. All right, there's nothing wrong with that. But Mike, let me ask you something. What made you pick that track, GMS, to come out with first out of all your tracks?
Man, first of all, let me just say that usually when I'm doing a record or I'm being inspired to do a record, the track itself has to move me. Like, it has to grab me, you know what I mean? And most of my records that I do, I actually have an input on or even do it myself, do the track myself. But a homie of mine, Ditello, he's one of the best producers I even know from out of Seattle, Washington. He flew down to Atlanta to work with me, and you know, so man, I got some tracks such and such and such. So he played a couple tracks. He played this first track. The first track was just, it was hot. I was like, man, I like that track. I want to do something with it. Then he played another track, the same track. I was like, okay. It's hot. But when he played, and it's funny because when he played the tracks, he was just playing. He thought the GMS, the track the GMS would have been the very last track that I would ever even think about doing, because he was like, man, that's for a rapper. But when I heard it, it slapped me in the fucking face. The track slapped me in the face, and was just like, it was just like, you are going to write something to me, and you're going to do it now. You know what I mean? And so I lost my mind and didn't want to find it. You know what I mean? When I heard the record, man, and it's a banger, man. It's a club banger. It's an anthem. When you hit it, even if I didn't write anything to the record and that track came on in the club, you gonna party. Mm-hmm. If you don't, you just lame.
Yeah, GMS is definitely that party banger. That's definitely a club banger right there. Ain't nothing to be said about that.
Man,
now, if you had the chance to perform with some of the artists that's out right now, who would that be?
I would actually like the opportunity that's out right now. I really would like the opportunity to perform with, like I said before, Nicki Minaj. I think she and I could come up with something that's hot, man. I think that us together would take something and turn it into a classic, personally.
Okay.
You know, not even Nicki Minaj. Shout out to Chris Brown. You know what I'm saying? Chris Breezy, man. And his whole movement, Trey Songz, and even The Dream. A lot of people think I look like The Dream, but even The Dream, I definitely would like to reach out, you know what I'm saying, and work with him. So if anybody got connects with The Dream, yo, holler at me, son. Let's make it happen.
Yeah, because you definitely got some joints going on. Ain't no question about it. Now,
thank you, man.
What events you have coming up as of now? Do you have any events coming up that you'd like to let everybody
man.
Know about?
Like, again, tomorrow is, obviously, it's one of my, it's probably my biggest, the biggest event of my life is tomorrow. You know, the 2011 ATL Entertainment Awards, like I said, at the Georgia World Congress Center. And, you know, I'm nominated for Best Male Artist / Vocalist / Performer. You know, I'm nominated, and I'm also performing. And then also I got some record executives from Jive Records that will be in town anyway to meet with me and also to watch my performance. So that's the biggest moment of my life, you know, tomorrow. After that, I'm actually getting ready to do my Electronic Press Kit concert. It's an intimate concert that I'll be doing for Comcast. So, you know, those two events. And also I'm getting ready to do work, start working on this mixtape. And it's funny because... Because
hello?
I'm getting ready to do a mixtape, and the mixtape is going to be called Sanger. You know, everybody knows me as Mike J, the R&B Sanger. I'm going to do a mixtape that's going to be called Sanger versus Rapper. And it's going to be me pretty much on every track, but I'm going to have different rappers collabing with me on every track. So that's that's what I got in the works now.
Oh, you got to send me exclusive of that, Mike. No.
I mean, you'll be the first person to get it. GQ is going to be the first person. Y'all will be the first people to get it, man. It's going to be hot, I'm telling
you. Yeah, exclusive of that, because I know it's going to be crazy. It's definitely going to be sick. I know. Ain't no question about it.
Man, yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead, finish.
No, it's just going to be crazy, man, and I'm not just going to collab with one rapper, you know, or one hip-hop artist. I'm on... Because I like different styles, you know what I mean? And so I know a couple artists that are doing their thing, and, you know, what better than let all of us collab? All the rappers are doing mixtapes. Very few singers do mixtapes, and, you know what I'm saying? So I think it's now, you know, rapper versus singer. But I can guarantee you this, the singer going to come out on top on every track. So whoever's going to be on it, going to have to bring the A game.
Yeah, so the rappers definitely have to come with it. If they don't come with it, you know, it's a rap.
Definitely.
Now, not only did you open up shows for big artists like Neo and Naughty by Nature, you did some backup singers. You did some backup singles for some artists, right?
Keisha Cole. Shout out to Keisha Cole. Actually performed with the person I was singing backup for, Keisha Cole, and I've done some backup spot dates for Monica as well before. So, you know, I'm not new to this. This is what I do, but this is just the first time I've ever stepped out on my own to pursue my own dream. Because, you know, eventually, you know, people get tired of people. If you got destiny, man, and you're really trying to do something, you're gonna only support somebody else behind the scenes for so long before, you know, destiny come knocking at your door. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Not to say, you know what I'm saying, that you know, there is no beef between, you know, Keisha or Monica, because they totally understand, you know, life goes on. You know, they got their lives, they got their business. I still got mad love for them. But, hey, this is, like Neo said, year of the gentleman, this is the year of Mike Jake. 2012 is mine. And if nobody gives it to me, I'm going to take it.
I feel you. That's how you got to go about it. And if you take it, you definitely going to get it, because you definitely got some joints going on. I'm not, you know, faking no jacks with you or nothing. Every track I heard from you is fire. It's definitely fire.
Man, thank you, man. To God be the glory.
Now, you write your own material. Do you remember the very first song that you wrote?
Wow. the very first song that I ever written was actually a gospel song back in the day.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That was before R&B, my R&B days. But I can't honestly, because I wrote so many R&B records, I can't even remember the first R&B record that I wrote. I can't even remember. There's been so many. I just can't remember.
I know you got a whole list of them.
Oh, man, it's so many, man. I don't even know where to start. It's like, I got some records.
I heard Naughty Girl. That one is sick, too, Naughty Girl. So we got to definitely bring you back on the head, just so they can hear Naughty Girl. You know what I can do is, I also do previews on Wednesdays. So what I might do is, like, also throw that Naughty Girl track on if there's no problem, so people can hear, you know, even though, you know, you might not be on that week, but I still want to just throw that track on and let them know, because that track is also sick.
Oh, man, thank you.
Thank you, man.
Hey, ladies, just so y'all know, so your listeners will know, every fella, every real man, every grown man wants a naughty girl. And so it's the truth. So I just simply, like, in that particular record, you heard the record. It's a great record. So I'm just, if the ladies ask me if I like them girls, I do. Ask me if I like them, stick them too. Ask me if I like it, what I do. Ask me if I like it quick. Oh, no. But I'm going to leave it at that. That's just a little preview.
You know what, Mike? Because I want to play Keep On Grinding, but my switchboard operator just informed me that we can't get it up right now. So I want to get into another one of your tracks, I Lost Your Number. I'm definitely going to let them hear Keep On Grinding on the preview, because I heard it. And that message you're sending is a real strong message. And I got to get the chance to play that track. You understand?
Yep.
There's no question about it. I got to get the chance to play that track. But right now we have a caller on the line. After the caller, we're going to get into that track, I've Lost Your Number. But right now we have a caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Yes. Hello.
You have a question.
Hello?
For Mike J? Yes,
yes,
you're on the air.
Okay. This is
you
T.
Have a question for Mike J? Oh,
I sure do. What's up,
T's
Mike J?
Hey, how you doing, sweetheart?
I'm doing fine. My thing is, okay, you said you read it, right? Do
yes,
you
ma'am.
Have a special woman in your life?
Ladies, I am 100% single.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
I mean, shoot.
Hey, don't tell T that.
Hey, let me ask the caller a question. Can I ask you a question?
You sure can. I'm part of the team, baby, so you can ask me whatever, because I'm ready.
All right, my question for you is, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Oh, there you go.
All
there you
me.
Go.
That's only if you like older women.
Hey, I love older women, younger women. Hey, you know, older women are the best. They're the most experienced,
yes,
and those
yes,
are the ones I fuck
yes,
with.
Yes, I am. You're
oh,
right.
Oh, Lord, you told T that? Hey, we got a situation on our hands right now. We got it. Yo, Mike, you don't know, you just created a monster.
I'm 100% ready if you're ready.
Oh, man.
Oh,
and I can be a naughty girl,
see.
Too.
This is GQ College Love and Entertainment, not GQ College Dating Game.
Just don't lose my number, though, okay?
She's throwing all your titles in at once, Mike. That's what she's trying. All right. I realized that. She said, I'm not a naughty girl. I'm ready, but don't lose my number. I'm ready, but don't lose my number. You know what? I'm like, you know,
that was a ritual.
You know, I just don't realize that. But tell him, Mike, you on your GMS, so it don't even matter.
And I'm on my GMW. And I am on my GMW. Wait,
okay.
Wrong woman shit, okay?
Oh, Lord. GWM.
Oh, man.
I'm on my GWS, grown woman shit.
Okay.
Well, you, mad at you. You know what, T? I'm not messing with you.
Well,
what we going to do right now, John the Diva, we going to get into that single, I Lost Your Number, by Mike J, the R&B singer. He is the most talented young artist that I could actually think of right now. That's definitely going to bring it to you in 2011. So keep your ears open. Keep your eye watch out for this young artist, Mike J, the R&B singer. Love and Entertainment, GQ Palace, is butter, baby.
Yo.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Oh, y'all gonna move to this one, y'all. Don't buy. When the lights are off in the club, everybody looks the same. Thought I'd probably start the show, they have some cups. Let's just go rock, catch your boy on lane. Then she told me put a number in my phone. I did just that, but now it's like I'm having second thoughts when I see you in the flashlight. Scare-free, don't know what to do with your number. Don't be mad when you see me. I know you are, but shall you hear me? When she asks me why, it's a cold, cold game. I guess she got the right to be mad at me. Shouting, throwing dirt on my name. Saying I don't care about a woman's needs. Wait a minute, stop, don't do that. Cause I didn't call you, girl, don't mean I don't care. There's just too many numbers on my phone. By accident, I deleted your number. But don't be mad when you see me. I know you are. Shout it to me. Fellas, if you got it, you can blow your phone up. Just tell her. I lost your number. You thought a chick was looking good in the club. Just tell her. I lost your number. If you're trying to be nice, take his number down just so he can bounce. Just tell her.
Tell her.
I lost your number, shout it.
I lost your number, shout it.
Where you take me?
I know you are.
Oh,
Wow. Mike J. Dons and Divas. Mike, let me ask you, what inspired you to write that song? Because you're telling shorties I lost your number, so what inspired you to just actually write that song?
You got to understand, man, everybody can relate to that record. You know, that's why I did the record, man. Everybody can. You've been in the club before, and you done had your drinks, you know what I'm saying, drinky drink. And for those of you that don't drink, but yet you like your medication that God put on here, on God's green earth. So what happens is you in the club listening to the record, you know what I'm saying, and you getting your drink on, enjoying yourself. Next thing you know, a Mike J record comes on. Then you look across the room and you see a fly shorty, or so you thought she was fly. So next thing you know, you feel yourself. You were giving your phone number, such and such and such. When you leave in the club or the next day or the next time you see her, you be like, damn, she ugly. You know, she'd be like, well, why you ain't call me? She'd be like, well, I love your number. I'm a seller. Everybody's been in that situation. The ladies have been in that situation with the sellers, too, so it ain't no one-sided. You know, I'm just speaking from my experience.
Yeah, I definitely had a couple of
everybody done told me that I lost her number. No, you ain't losing number. You lost it on purpose.
Yeah, yo, because, you know, it's like, oh, lights out, you cute, lights on, oh, wow, it's a totally different story.
It's like one of those situations, and again, this goes for the males and the females. It's like you somewhere, you could be at the grocery store, you could be in the Walmart, it don't matter. And from a distance, you'd be like, damn, I know the sellers have, you've seen a woman, and from behind, you'd be like, damn, but when she turned around, she looked like Freddie Jackson. You know what I mean?
I feel you. We have a caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, caller, we have Mike J, the R&B singer on the line. You have a caller. You have a question for Mike J?
Yes, I do. Mike J, this is Keisha calling. I have.
Hey, how you doing, sweetheart?
I'm good, thank you. My question for you is, I'm sure there's listeners young and older, I guess you can say more mature as an age, but what is your definition of a naughty girl?
Definition of naughty girl. I like a woman. That's a good question. I like a woman who's a lady in the streets and, as you know, a freak in the bed, a lady that caters to me and behind closed door, you know, or I'm going to keep it real with you because I'm a naughty boy, you know what I mean? So, I mean, we can be in the car getting it on, or we, you know what I mean? But she know what I like, and I know what she like, you know what I mean? She know what turned me on, I know what turned her on, you know what I mean? The naughty things that she likes, I'm going to give it to her, you know what I'm saying? And then vice versa in return. I let her make love too, but there's sometimes when I just want to be nasty with it.
Okay, so a lady in the streets or freaking a sheet, pretty much.
Right. I don't want no hoe. All the hoes, they can stay home.
I hear that.
I hear that, Mike.
Yeah, nobody want one of those.
One more question for you. Do you think that you'd be interested in dating someone in the industry, or would you prefer someone that's not in the industry?
I prefer someone not in the industry.
I'm gonna tell you, I prefer
dating a woman that's not in the industry because I know some people that are major that are in the industry, man, and the stories that I hear, it's just unbelievable. You know what I mean? And a lot of times because relationships like that are under a microscope and everybody's already, oh, it ain't gonna work out. I mean, look at Kim Kardashian. You know what I mean? Like, enough said.
Right.
You feel me? So I think if I get a lady that, I don't want all the cameras and people on her anytime. You know, sometimes I like to have the best kept secret, man. I don't want everybody knowing, you know what I'm saying, who she is. It just takes too much away. You know, it doesn't give enough secrecy, you know what I mean? So I prefer a woman that's not in the industry.
Okay. Well, please make sure you keep GQ Palace is updated on what you're doing, so this way I can tune in to get all my information. I'll definitely follow you.
Oh, definitely. Most definitely. I will. I love GQ Radio.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Carla. Mike, you know what I want to ask you?
Yo.
Now, what actually made you get into the singing part, you know, the singing thing? Like, was it something that, you know, that somebody had informed you to do, or was you just, at, like you said, you wrote your first gospel song? Was it something that was like, all right, I wrote this gospel song, I want to get into music, this is something that I want to do? What made you actually get into, like, R&B music?
For real, I always knew that I would do music, so this is not, like, a surprise to me. But to get into, you know, and I love gospel music. I mean, obviously, I grew up on it. And I'm pretty sure that I'm going to do maybe, you know, a couple gospel records in the future, definitely. But the reason why I wanted to do gospel music, R&B music, because there's a lot of stuff that I want to say that I can't say in gospel music. I can't curse, you know what I mean, in gospel music. You know what I mean? I can't express myself in gospel music like I can as if I'm just sitting here talking to my homies or I'm talking to my mama. How I feel it is how I want to say it. And so that's why I said, okay, R&B is a platform. Another reason why is because you got a lot of R&B. R&B ain't R&B no more. You know what I mean? I'm an 80s baby, so, you know, I like that old, I want to be your man, want to be your man. Like, you know, by Roger Troutman. And I like records like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I want to bring that style back, but I also want to stay current with the young generation, but I also want to give something for the older generation, like my moms and, you know, say my older sisters or my aunts and them to listen to as well.
You know what I want you to do, if it's not a problem, Mike? Because I really wanted to play Keep On Grinding. You understand? But I'm like I said, I'm going to get that track and play it on a preview. But would you have a problem singing that a cappella for the audience real fast? They can just get that little message that you're trying to send. Would you have a problem with that?
People gonna hate on you, but don't you ever stop. The hating will continue even when you're at the top. It could be your sister, it could be your brother, it could be your father, or even your mother. But don't you ever give in, cause the struggle is the proof that you're gonna win. Haters are like crap, they wanna keep you boxed in. Just remember to have the heart of a champion, cause it doesn't matter what people are saying now. Keep on grinding, keep on grinding. Don't let anyone in your way now. Keep on grinding, keep on grinding. It doesn't matter what people say now. Keep on grinding, keep on grinding. Don't let anyone in your way now. Just keep on grinding and you'll be shining, yeah.
You definitely doing it, son. You is definitely doing it. That's Mike J, the R&B singer. So you would definitely do it. If they don't pick you for that ATL award, there's definitely something wrong. I got to tell you, it's definitely something wrong. The 2011 ATL Entertainment Award, my hottest artist slash performer. If they don't pick you, it's definitely something wrong. Because ain't no way you're going to tell me that you should not be at the top. You should just already be there. Forget the top three. You should be at the top already. You know what I mean? There's no question about it.
If I don't win, you know how they got to occupy Wall Street? We're going to occupy Atlanta for real, at the ATL Entertainment Awards if I don't win.
Atlanta going to have a problem if they don't pick you. I'm serious. They're going to have a problem. Now, that track that you just did the acapella on, Keep On Grinding. Now,
yeah.
I know you had affiliated with artists. Who was that artist that affiliated with you, that got in touch with you about, you know, Keep On Grinding?
Oh, man, that artist is Nick, none other than the beautiful, the sexy, the very, very talented Nicki Minaj. She actually commented on my record, been showing me a lot of love on that record, because it's a positive record, she said, and a lot of artists nowadays don't do positive records no more. You know what I mean? And she said that's the first thing that grabbed her, especially the music. She said when she heard it for the first time, she played it. She was on the plane when she heard it for the first time, and she played it like 7 times. And, you know, there was even a time she said she used to wake up to the song, like literally would listen to that song first, because the record is a positive record. You know, a lot of people were hating on Nicki Minaj, and she needed something to listen to this record. Keep on grinding. You know what I mean? So That's what the record pretty much talks about. And it goes to anybody else. I don't care if you do music. I don't care if you're in school trying to get it. You, whatever it is that you're doing, do it well. Keep on grinding. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't. Don't let nobody tell you that it ain't going to happen. Because what the devil meant for evil, God meant for good. And when he said no, God said yes, period.
I'll feel you on that one. Ain't no question
definitely,
about it.
You got to keep grinding, man. Keep grinding. I tweeted about something. Simple, I'm going to leave it at this, but I tweeted something the other day, and I got a lot of responses on it. If for everybody that does music or anything else, or whatever your hustle is, if you give up on your dream, then that means that you never had a dream at all.
Exactly. That's a good point. I'm not even going to lie to you. I never seen it as that. But, you know, that's a very good point, and people need to take heed of that. Because if you definitely have a dream and you don't do what you perceive in your dream, then it wasn't of a dream at all. It was a fiction. I definitely agree with that, Mike.
Think about this. I'm going to just put it to you like this. You know, you got people, when I was growing up, they say you need to have a plan A and you need to have a plan B. And I understood that concept. I really did. But my whole mindset is fuck a plan B. Because if you know in your heart that plan A is what God has called you to do, plan A is what you really want to do, and that's all you can see yourself do, then it doesn't even matter about having a plan B, because you know in your heart that if you work hard enough at it, plan A going to work.
I definitely agree with that.
There's nothing wrong with working, you know, a regular job now while you're pursuing it, but that should never in anybody's mind. But the Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. So if you think, well, maybe this ain't going to work, then guess what? Your plan A ain't going to work. And, yeah, you do need a plan B. But if you believe that plan A is going to work and that it's going to come to pass, it might not come to pass when you think it will, but, you know, eventually it will come to pass, and plan B is irrelevant because you know that your plan A is going to work.
That's a true fact.
I'm
going to
leave that thing alone.
You're going to leave that alone, Mike?
I feel you.
What I want you to do right now, Mike, is let people know about that 2011 ATL Entertainment Award right now. And also let them know where they can hear your music, how they can contact you. And if you have any shout outs, I want you to give that out too, all in this one part of the show.
You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, definitely, man. First of all, again, like I said, tomorrow, you know, I'm going to be walking the red carpet with some of Who's Who here in Atlanta. And, you know, it's the 2011 ATL Entertainment Awards. Hopefully, you all invite me back. I will be speaking to you all as the 2011 ATL Entertainment Award winner, you know. So I'm excited, you know what I'm saying, about that. If you try to get in touch with me, man, follow me on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? At Mike J Music. That's M-I-C, the letter J, music, spelled correctly. M-I-C, the letter J, music. M-U-S-I-C, Mike J Music. Follow me on Twitter, man. If you tweet me, whenever I can get back to you, I will tweet you back. I don't have nobody tweeting for me. I actually tweet myself, even on Facebook. You know what I mean? I actually respond to my own messages. You know what I mean? Anybody's trying to book me, you know, from... you know, North Carolina, New York, L.A., I don't care where you are, London, England, and you can easily book me at MikeJMusic@gmail.com. Again, that's MikeJMusic@gmail.com. Just make sure, you know, you got your business in order. Had to make sure that check clear.
Make sure it's clear for real.
shout out to Volume, my Volume family. Shout out to my mother, Alfreda Scriven, man, Mickey from Viz Adventures, which is my consultant. Shout out to GQ Radio. You know what I mean? Shout out to my right hand man, Big Shoes. You know what I mean? Baby Shoes, man. Shout out to him, man. That's my main man that goes everywhere I go. He looks like Shoes Knight, though, for real. Like, when he's everywhere. He does. When you see him, when y'all see the video and stuff from the room, you're going to be like, is that Shoes Knight? You know what I mean? Like, he makes sure I'm safe.
Exactly.
But shout out to any and every artist that is doing music. Shout out to all the DJs. If you need the record, man, holler at me. You know, man, MikeJMusic@gmail.com. I'll make sure you get it. Let's make history together.
Don't be surprised if GQ Pilot just happened to come up to Atlanta and record, because you know we could do that. So don't be surprised when I call you and be like, Mike, we in Atlanta, we up here recording, and you know. So don't be surprised when
you come to my city, and I'm going to treat y'all well.
Don't be surprised. It might be sooner than you think.
Hey, what you say? You ready to fly back up there? Because I will.
No, you know what, Mike? It's all love, for real. So don't be surprised. That's all I'm saying. Don't be surprised. I'm telling you. Don't be surprised.
Man, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate GQ Radio, man. I think more people need to support it. And when things continue to get on the up and up, I'm going to still be calling. I actually called in last week. Y'all just didn't know I was on the line. I called in for like 20 minutes. But, you know, I love GQ, man. Definitely.
Yeah, yo, we appreciate that. And we're going to definitely keep pushing you and supporting you. Ain't no question about it, Mike. We definitely going to keep pushing
you
and supporting
you. Really appreciate it, bro.
Anytime, you know, you're welcome to GQ family anytime, you know. That's how it is. It's all love and entertainment here. All right. Yo, Mike, I'm going to definitely get in touch with you. Ain't no question about it. And you definitely got to come back to the show. You know what I mean? After that single drop, even before it dropped, you definitely got to come back to the show. Because we're definitely going to play that Keep On Grinding. I'm going to definitely put it on the preview so people could hear that message that you're sending out. All right.
Oh, man, definitely, man. Let's do it. You got my personal cell phone number, you know, so let's make it happen, man.
No doubt. All right, Dons and Divas, that was Mike J, the R&B singer. I really want to thank Mike for coming on. And, you know, this is the second time coming on because the first episode was a rough draft, you know. So coming up next, we have two of the hottest pioneers in the building, Super Lover C and Casanova Rod, letting us know what's going down with them since Duda James and Girls, I Got 'Em Locked. So tune in to GQ Palace Radio, the number to call, 646-200-3838. You don't want to miss this. Like I said, the two hottest pioneers is in the building right now. GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
Jam, but his name is still seldom telling it. Simple, because I hide it, but super loving be getting them. Causing the girls to freak the funky dance that I be kicking them. Point to any girl as I rap, they will be quoting, also scoping and hoping I was a man because I'm doping. Girls love the lover, but God say I'm a one record man. So this in your fine, I go back and I double check it, man. Yo, my record's hit, unlike ones that you played a semi. Soup, you plan to rock or something fair? Oh, am I? Pumped to make it jump, so throw my beat on and loop it. Thinking that the lover ain't funky, dope, and you're stupid. I'm still your entertainer, causing you to get down. Bust a soup and rocket pump without doing the James Brown. James Brown.
Pump it up.
My name is AKA Super Choreographer, freaking the funky dope maneuver. You claiming love is rougher, but I don't care about who you know. Super lover's dope, and so clock off your dime fool, you know. Claiming you're a lover, but girl will still not be telling me. Rushing me like I was a guy, so what is you telling me? Yo, I'm introducing the things I seldom uncover. My beauty's my mark of birth, and my middle name is the lover. So whether I dance or whatever I do sing, girls, I got them locked, won't be the same old routine. No doubt me is a lover, my job is done, and I'm being one. Loving every girl, but I'm only liking and seeing one. Super, super. Girls, I got them locked into every funky party my jam is on and they're rocking too. Simple, my entertainment makes them get down. So bust a soup and rocket pump without doing the James Brown. James Brown.
I got them locked, pump it up.
Touch a girl owned by me or I ruin ya. Slap you with my mic simultaneously as I'm doing ya. First, I owned one of them. From you took some of them. Now my job is flying, position is simply running them. Truth, they call me stupid, hey, call me no other than Super Lover C or your C or Super Lover Man. Or either Calente, but here's a brief in reality. Me out in Puerto Rican, but black is my nationality. Pumped to make them jump and the girls, I owe them a visit. Said I said it's a blizzard, but guess what type of blizzard is it? But super is a storm and the microphone's what I'm speaking to. Maneuvers cause the wind and the thunder's the beast that's freaking through. Doping up a show and perform. And we are enhancing. Super Blood is doing work, but these funk is doing a dance. And entertaining, hyping up, but causing you to get down. Super Blood be doing work, but ain't doing the James Brown. James Brown.
I got 'em locked, pump it up.
I got 'em locked, pump it up.
I got 'em locked, pump it up.
sure your rap is a language that should be foreign. Cause motivator, positive, funky rap you be barring. Your vocals just be starting for super edits and lyrical lines that get them jumping and frantic and all the serials. Similar to reaction I get when girls will be listening to my funky jazz and my picture covers the kitchen. And my super rappers will, and I'm not here to just slam fans. Get stupid and I get the rap to bust your whole mainframe. So every funky jam I get ill on, make sure you hear of it. One just took your girl, so don't front like you ain't aware of it. I'm your entertainer, causing you to get down for busting soup and rocket pump without doing the James Brown. James Brown.
I got him locked, pump it up.
Dons and Divas, we back at GQ Palace Radio, and right now we have two of the hottest pioneers in the building, Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. To speak to the Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd, you could call 646-200-3838. Press 1 to speak to the host or the guest, Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd, or stay on the line and listen to the show. Fellas, what's going on? Y'all in the building right now. Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd.
What's good, fella?
Yo, I appreciate y'all coming back to join GQ Palace after the rough draft copy. I really do appreciate that.
Oh, no doubt. Anytime. Anything for you, my dude. Anything.
So what's been going on with Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd? Let us know what's been going on with y'all.
Well, yo, this is Casanova Rudd. I've been working hard, grinding over the past 2 years, like doing some real hard tracks with people, and I was writing some stuff with somebody and spitting, and they told me, yo, that sounds good. You should do that yourself, because I was writing for other people, and then I decided to get some stuff off my chest, and I got like about 17 songs out just, you know, just to get a little buzz, and I got a couple of videos, and I'm rocking with some dudes called Success Club with my man Dro Minotti. And we're doing big things right now, you dig? And we're working on Super Lover C's album. We're working on the retro album, Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. And we're looking out for Due to Change. We're doing a 2012 release for Due to Change, new brand new video.
Oh, right. So, Super Lover, what's been going on with you? Because, you know, Rudd,
What's been going on with you? Rudd broke it all the way down. I mean, just doing that, man, and you know, like I said last time I was on here, you know, I'm doing a little web design thing, you know. That's my little side thing, but still in the music game, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, pretty much got a website, indieprojects.com, really giving back to the game. It's for the independents out there now who's pushing their things. You know, all is welcome for that. But at the same time, still grinding, man. I never stop writing, you know, because I got love for this thing, you know what I mean? So, you know, you can definitely expect a little more from Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. We've got like that secret video coming up soon. A few things popping right now.
Oh, all right. Now, I know y'all the first thing was Due to James. I have played that on a rough draft copy. Now, as y'all was doing Due to James, I remember, you know, y'all was rooftop and everything, because I was there when y'all first started that, you know, Due to James. And
yeah, no doubt.
So,
no doubt.
Now, as far as Due to James, is there any material that y'all had done together recently after Due to James, you know, considering that it's a new millennium? You know, because I know y'all working on new material. Is there anything y'all would like to let the audience know about that new material that y'all working on? Or is it just, you know, y'all want to keep it discreet for right now, just surprise them with it?
Well, the tracks are definitely, like, because everything's geared for the for the Super Lover Scene Casanova Rudd Retro album. Since it's called Retro, we're going to try to bring it back as far as possible and still try to make it relevant to today's sound. You know what I'm saying? So right now, we're keying on the tracks, and we organizing what we're going to be talking about. Super, we spent some 16s to me the other day. That sounds crazy. I can't wait to track it. And we just kind of organizing that right now, but we already in the flow of recording and spitting and perfecting our styles again. So we're going to be ready as soon as we press record. It's going to be popping, guaranteed.
All right, no doubt, no doubt. Now,
I was just saying that you know, bringing back, man, and coming back. You know, I'm like really really excited about Casanova Rudd now. Taking that mic, man, so Casanova Rudd, man, you're doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely supporting all of what Casanova Rudd is doing and actually inspiring me, you know what I'm saying, to get back on that thing and spit that flame.
No, it's a good thing that y'all could still do solo projects and still maintain that group and the mafia of getting, you know, that group situation with y'all, with each other. Because you got some groups that was together as dynamic duos, and they go their separate ways, and they can't get together because they got that animosity against each other. You understand?
Right.
So it's good that y'all still have that friendship, that collabo, to still go out there and do what y'all got to do, even though y'all doing solo projects. That's one good thing about y'all, and I applaud y'all on that, on my fullest ability. I really do applaud y'all on that, you know?
I appreciate it, man. Yeah, our bond is going to be tight forever, man, because we was like close friends way before we even started doing music. So I always knew we brothers, actually, you know what I'm saying? Even though we're not, like, biologically brothers, but we are brothers, you know what I mean?
Indeed, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to be brothers in life, so no matter what, music, no music, that's my man.
Exactly. That's the way it's supposed to be, you understand? Now, you have some pioneers that's out there touring right now. Are y'all planning on doing any tours later on, right now, that y'all have going on?
Well, any tours that I'm doing is for my new stuff, you know what I mean? I ain't even thinking about doing that old stuff too much because it's going to take away from what I'm trying to do right now. I mean, I respect, you know, the fact that everybody still acknowledges that, and it's in my heart forever, but I still have another fire that's been burning for a long time. So that possibility to do tours like that, like a lot of dates, is there. But I really want to concentrate on my new stuff right now and work on Soup's album and work on the Retro album.
I see.
Yeah, I agree with Rudd.
Go ahead,
I agree with Rudd. Although I do go out when I have the opportunity. I've been, you know, traveling with Rob Bass and some of those Fresh Fest tours and things like that. Or sometimes I'm just in the building. But the thing is, you know, I do try to keep it alive. Some of the old stuff, because it's classic, you know what I'm saying? Duda James is always my baby. And anytime someone says, you know, I can be in the building and I can perform Duda James, I'm going to go out there and do it and keep that part of it alive. And it keeps our fans in focus, too. So it's not really a big deal. Like, you know, Rudd's doing his thing on that side, and I really applaud that because Rudd is doing his thing. I mean, he's really doing it. At the same time, I do keep my head in that old school market, in that true school market, should I say, man. And I stay out there sometimes, but I'm still on deck. Like I say, you know, one of the things that you did say was, you know, sometimes you have groups in the game. You know, I've seen some people in the game that just couldn't continue to stay in the game, and just being blessed and able to continue to stay in the game and still write, still spit, and fit in with what's going on now is a blessing.
I feel you on that one. You know what? I don't usually bring callers in this early, but this caller, he's persistent to just come on this line and just, you know, talk to y'all. So bring that caller in right now. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. This is me.
Oh, but yes, that's you on the air. You got Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd, two of the hottest pioneers in the
world. Yeah, I just
want
to say, man, I really look up to Casanova Rudd and Super Lover C, man. Y'all changed the game. Y'all the reason why there's a lot of dudes out here that's trying to go hard with the ladies, man. Y'all really killed the game right now, yo. And I want to just give y'all a salute. Shout out to the radio station, Hard Body, because y'all doing y'all numbers for even having these pioneers up here right now, yo. And I appreciate y'all, and I'm going to listen to y'all every time y'all on. just because y'all got these dudes up here. I really love these guys' music, and I always pay attention to the original hip-hop, true hop, true hip-hop. You feel what I'm saying? And I'm a young guy.
Good looking.
Yeah, because he all right, hello, caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, what is your name? Let's know what your name is.
My name is Miriam Johnson.
Okay. You know, we definitely appreciate you calling.
No doubt. You're good looking, man.
No doubt.
All right, no doubt, bro.
All right, good looking.
And I want to give a shout out to my dude Spunk out there, yo. Holler at me, man. Yeah.
All right. All right, it's all love. No question about it. Yeah, because he was persistent. He's like, yo, he called back, and then he dropped. So he's like, yo, he got to speak to y'all. You understand? And I respect him on that note. You know what I mean? But now, let me ask y'all. Y'all, how do y'all feel about the funds that rappers is getting now compared to the funds that y'all was getting back then? Do y'all feel y'all been cheated out in some way or something like that compared to what they're getting now? Rappers compared to what they was getting back then?
Nah, not at all. I mean, that's part of the game, you know. That goes along with sports and everything else. It's just part of this. That's how the game goes. So, the question is, do I have an opportunity to get some of that money that's out there now? Sure, I do.
I feel you.
Yeah.
I definitely feel you on that one. That's a good question. Because I ain't gonna lie, some pioneers, they still doing their thing. And I feel that they should get the money that these rappers are getting out now. Because some of these rappers that's out here now, I don't know what they're saying. You know, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but you know, some rappers out here now, it's like they're not sending that message that they were sending out back in the day. You understand? Back in the day when you was rapping, you sent out a message to let everybody know something. Now it's just like, you know, I'm just going to do this song and such. You understand? But it's not a disrespect. It's a truth matter of the fact that I'm speaking. You know what I mean?
Hey, real talk. You asked me today, would I send something to you? And what did I tell you? I said, I won't send that to you because that's not a message I want to come with. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly. And I respect you to the fullest on that,
I put
something
down on the mic, but it just wasn't a message I would put out there. You know, yes, I got older, but I'm also a father, too. And when I want, you know what I'm saying, I don't want my kids either look at me that way, see me that way, or nobody else's kids, they have to hear that either. You know what I'm saying? So it was something I was dabbling around with. It came out dope, but it's still not the message I want to come across. You know what I mean?
I feel you. Now, let me ask you something. I know someone that was close to y'all, real close to y'all, it was like a brother, was murdered in your camp. Do y'all feel that has something to do with your music career?
Oh, most definitely. You're talking about Paul C. McCaskey.
Exactly.
Yeah, he was a pioneer in the production engineering game, definitely, yo, man. He helped out a lot of people, from us to Ultramagnetic, Rakim, Biz Monkey, Lost Professor. I mean, the list goes on, man. He was phenomenal, man. He was one of the pioneers, definitely, of style of how hip-hop even sounds today, definitely.
Wow. You know, I know my condolences and everything towards him and everything.
Yeah, he got murdered, and they try to say that we were the cause of him getting murdered or something like that, but it was cleared up later on. But a lot of people that were supporting this didn't support us anymore. Our label dropped us. I felt like we got blacklisted. I don't know if Snoop feels the same way, but that's how I felt. But, you know, things happen for a reason. I always believe that. I always have faith in God, and I just follow the path, you know what I mean?
I feel you. Now, I know both of y'all been working on solo projects, you know. How do it feel not working side by side by each other? Do y'all feel like, all right, no, I've got to, you know, my man is not here, but I still got to do this. Do you understand? It's all love, but I know I still got to do this, even though y'all doing separate projects, and y'all still going to collaborate with each other. You understand? Y'all still consider yourself a group.
Well, you know, so funny. Well, for me, this is Captain Over Us speaking. When I started working on my project, I wasn't even like
thinking about working on a project. It just happened, you know, like, and I didn't even really let Soup know nothing because I didn't even know I was really doing something myself. But as it started to come together, like 2-3 songs coming together, and I started to perfect it as I was going on, and then I informed Soup. I said, yo, we need to get some of this me out right now. I said, I got a couple of songs. We can start the buzz. I got a little crew I'm rolling with, Success Club. I got the youth movement behind me. I'm like the elder statesman of the group. So, you know, I got the old school status, and I'm going to drive the young wave at the same time. We're going to incorporate that with our project as well. And then Soup started thinking about it because we were working on the side. I was doing audio engineering. Soup was doing the same thing on his own studio. And he said, you know, instead of us helping everybody else, stuff sounds good. Let's make our own stuff sound good. Let's make some money off it.
I feel you. And we actually have two of your solo projects, Casino Rudd. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to get into one of your singles titled Old Scholar. You want to say, and let people know how it's going down. But Supernova, yeah. I definitely want you to send that single to us because I could still perform it on a preview, hoping that y'all come back. You know what I mean? But as of right now, no doubt. Because I know, I heard Rudd join this fire, so I know yours is fire too. Ain't no question about it.
Yo, follow me on Twitter, too, my dude, Casanova Rudd, no space. And you can also look up the video for Old Scholar and for another joint called I Told Ya. It's on YouTube, Casanova Rudd, I Told Ya. It's easy to find you.
Yeah, we got that, too. I'm going to play that on a preview, too, Rudd, because that joint is crazy, too. But right now, we're going to get into Old Scholar. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's Butter, baby, Casanova Rudd.
GQ.
Let's do this.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Yeah, Old Scholar in the building. You hear me? Check it. The Old Scholar. Yeah. I'm like exchange student. I study abroad. I read a chick that tests me and get a high score. She wants some love and a door, man, I'm out that door. She wants some job cool stove, then I'll explore. Cause I go deep like a bib, hope you get my gist. Just trying to wet the wood, ma, get my drip. I'm trying to check your shit out, gynecologist. But don't put words in my mouth like ventriloquist. You already, I bone archaeologist. You dig? Indiana Jones and got him whipped. I'm never fast, but curious to the finish. I get it pop like a clutch, wanna ride, bitch. Sex on overdrive on the night shift. They leave scratches on my back like I got an itch. I leave them shaking in the corner like a nervous twitch. And move on when I get off like a light switch.
Shorty wanna holla at the old scholar.
Yeah, she heard that I'm making dollars.
Shorty wanna holla at the old scholar.
Yeah, yeah, she likes the way I pop my collar.
Shorty wanna holla at the old scholar.
Yeah, yeah, she know that I last for hours.
Shorty wanna holla at the old scholar.
Yeah, 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 she wanna holla. I'm Super Smash Brother, you know my CD. Just call me Louie, cause I G-E-Z. I never marry, yo, I'm single, I'm too sleazy. I'm trying to get princess to swallow me like Yoshi. I'm one up player, cause I arouse her. She likes to go down the pipe, call me Bowser. I never worry, yo, toes in the shower. Me with love, cause I jump off for hours. I stay cheating in the game, man, I'm like a glitch. Look in the mirror, number Neo like the Matrix. Pimping the game, like you a little, I made tricks. Bread make them cheese when they meet me like a sandwich. I guard my life when I'm swimming. So I keep my head wrapped like a Taliban. I run a tight ship when it comes to women. No hable ingle, I'm El Capitan.
Shorty wanna holla at the old scholar.
Yeah, she heard that I'm making dollars.
Shorty wanna holla at the old scholar.
Yeah, yeah, she like the way I pop my collar.
Shorty wanna holla at the old scholar.
Yeah, yeah, she know that I last for hours.
Shorty wanna holla at the old scholar.
Yeah. Wanna holla, ladies, check me out like a Nike swoosh. I be sneaking around looking for some tush. Let's play doctor, I'll numb up the bush. And open your centimeters like you're trying to push. Cause the kid deliver fam like a telegram. The baby girl wanna see me like a sonogram. I treat these birds cold, man, like penguins. So
still wanna get wiped up like Everland. But no Ocho Cinco over here, bro. Me, myself, and I, numero uno. The old scholar learned his lessons like the honor roll. And I don't do headaches, I keep it Tylenol. Don't ask me who that or where I've been. I treat them like zombie then and just dead them. And stop the fantasy, no happy ending. No pussy Clyde wedding, you hear me, brethren?
Shorty wanna holler at the old scholar.
Heard that I'm making dollars.
Shorty wanna holler at the old scholar.
She likes the way I pop my collar.
Shorty wanna holler at the old scholar.
She know that I last for hours.
Shorty wanna holler at the old scholar.
She wanna holler.
Rod, Casanova Rod. What's going on? Wow.
See, I'm having fun right now. I'm having a lot of fun right now, my dude.
That's all I can say is wow.
You all be okay with it.
You're definitely doing it, too, yo. You're definitely doing it. Now, let me ask, did you produce that track yourself? Because I went with Super Love and C was together. You was producing the tracks. Did you do
right.
that by yourself, or did you...
That's a collab with somebody that's in my team and my Success Club team. His name is Jay Notes. He did the track for that, but I did all the lyrics and everything for that as well.
Oh, all right. I know Super Lover. We definitely got to get your track up here. You know, let everybody know what's going on. Even if you just send it so I can play it on a preview, that'd be even good too. You know, because I'm hoping y'all come back. You know, in due time. You know what I mean?
That's what it is. I mean, that's the second time you said that you hope that we come back. But check this out. We're going to be back because we're going to come back for every joint we got on the album. So we'll be on GQ. Don't worry about
that's,
it.
That's all love. That's definitely all love. Ain't no question about it. So, like, what do y'all have any, like besides the Do the James? I know y'all got the Do the James video coming up and everything, right? Y'all going to redo the Do the James video and everything?
Yeah,
everybody know about that.
Well, I do the James video, man. It's weird, man, because I had an idea, and Rudd had bounced some things off me, man, that I think we probably need to do. So I'm going to be honest with you. That one is a little up in the air on which direction we're going to go in it, but I can tell you this, it's going to be hot.
Well, I know I have met somebody on Facebook. His name is Last American B-Boy. And he's a film and cinematographer. He does direction and cinematography. And he's doing the old school classics. He did a couple of things for like Nice and Smooth, Big Daddy Kane. Mm-hmm. And he found me on Facebook, and he's going to do our joint next week.
Oh, all right. Now, let me ask y'all, because I know I asked a lot of people this already, but I want to ask y'all, what do y'all consider yourself as, you know, rappers or MCs? What do y'all consider yourself?
I think an MC is someone like commands the crowd. He has, you know, crowd participation. I could do that. And a rapper formulates the words and rhythms and styles and all that. So I could do both aspects, you know. So I don't think I'm either strong on any side. I'm just trying to just feel good with what I do. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Yeah,
Super Lover?
Yeah, that was a hard one for me because it's like rapper as they call it today or rap as hip-hop as we know it. So I consider myself a hip-hop artist, which I think is a little different between a rapper and an MC. But it's all connected, you know what I'm saying, in a sense. But, you know, being hip-hop opposed to rap as the genre of the day, it's a little different. And I don't take nothing from the artist today. It's just, you know, content and originality and you know what the message is what makes it different from a hip hop artist, a hip hop rapper should I say than the genre of rap today.
Oh, I feel you.
If that made any sense to you guys.
It makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. Because we have some callers on the line, but what I want to do is because because I'm running out of time here. I want to get to the callers, but I also want to play that other track by Casanova Rudd, because Super Love, I definitely need you to send in that track. But I want to play this other track by Casanova Rudd called Old School. Old School, New School. You understand? So what I'm going to do right now, we're going to get into that track, Old School, New School, by Casanova Rudd. Remember where you heard it first, GQ Palace, Love Entertainment, where dreams come true. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
I'm not old, now my number's just high. I feel young, shorty say I'm so fly. My, sleeping on me like pajama. I turn a slumber party to a Mardi Gras. Ain't nothing changed, still Casanova. Still a star blowing up like supernova. I break you down like molecular. Know you hate and see it coming like binocular. I steal your lady like a burglar and gas her with my vernacular. My pipe game, plumber. Be tossing that ass like a juggler. And she'll be going down like a elevator. Be harder to get her back than Viagra. My swagger, spectacular. And you can count on that like calculator.
Old school, new school, need to learn, yo. I'm old school, you new school, you need to learn, yo.
Old school, new school, need to learn, yo.
Yeah, you better know where you come from before you go. Old school, new school, you need to learn, yo. I'm old school, you new school, you need to learn, yo.
Old school, new school, need to learn, yo.
Yeah, you better know where you come from before you go.
They got a lot to say like a talk show. Time to give a little taste, promo. I'm top billing, you a no-show. I'm worldwide, why you making hood demo? You better fall in line like dominoes. Before I lose it all, casino. Que paso, yo, you so-so. You don't really want no problemo. I swell your chin, Jay Leno. Fuck around and get whacked, soprano. I blow your brain, no homo. And leave you in the ground, pothole. Hating niggas just like Popo. Matter of fact, you worse than Gustavo. And like a red light, you need to stop, yo. Before you end up Schitt's Creek with no paddle.
Old school, new school, need to learn, yo. I'm old school, you new school, you need to learn, yo.
Old school, new school, need to learn, yo.
Yeah, you better know where you come from before you go. Old school, new school, you need to learn, yo. I'm old school, you new school, you need to learn, yo.
Yeah, old school, new school, need to learn, yo.
Yeah, you better know where you come from before you go.
I've been a pioneer since the 80s. Breakdance, DJ Graffiti. So I don't care what you say. Like Sarah Palin and the Tea Party. So kill the beat, Kobe. And when I ball, I'm in the zone, like all day. You can challenge me like a replay. You'll find out I run shit, relay. Keep telling you like a delay. You see me blowing, man, like bad hair day. They check for me like a payday. And when it comes to beats, man, I don't play. I lay it down, missionary. With 16s like a slut, nasty. I do it quick like a short stay. And like Sunday, Monet, easy.
Old school, new school, need to learn, yo. I'm old school, you new school, you need to learn, yo.
Old school, new school, need to learn, yo.
Yeah, you better know where you come from before you go. Old school, new school, you need to learn, yo. I'm old school, you new school, you need to learn, yo.
Old school, new school, need to learn, yo.
Yeah, you better know where you come from before you go.
Casanova Rudd. You is definitely doing
Jackson
your thing.
You yeah, I appreciate
definitely
it,
doing
man.
Your
I appreciate
thing.
It, man. Thank you.
For real, real talk. You definitely
and
doing
yo,
your
yo,
thing.
Yo, those two joints are available free for download. You can go to SoundCloud.com and just put in Casanova Ruddy. It's free for download. Have fun with it.
I feel you. Definitely doing your thing. We actually have a caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, Super Lover Team, Casanova Rod on the line. Who's calling?
Hello,
this
miss.
This is Carmella.
Hi, Carmella. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. And I just have, like, a little thing that I've, like, thought of. And I just want to tell you guys, don't allow people to make more withdrawals than deposits in your life. You would be out of balance and in the negative. Know when to close the account.
Right.
Okay.
That's poetic.
Yes.
Yeah. Just know when to close that account on your negative people.
No doubt. Get the negative out and just concentrate on the positive.
There you go.
I hear the lesson.
And keep doing what you're doing because you're doing a hell of a job.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I can really get into it.
Thank you.
Well, we appreciate that. Wow.
Yeah. So that's my thought for you all today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling, Carmella.
You're welcome.
We actually have another caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah, Super Lover Team, Casanova Rod on the line.
Hi, this is Jasmine. I'm from Boston.
Nice. How you doing, Jasmine?
Hi,
what's
how
up,
are
Jasmine?
You?
I'm
Hi.
Doing good.
I just want to say I love your music. You guys are great. You guys are awesome. I really, really love it.
Thank you so much. You like the new stuff, too?
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take
Thanks,
care, Mom.
Jazz.
Wow. So why don't y'all do me a favor and let everybody know how they can get in touch with y'all and y'all contacts and everything.
Yeah, Sue.
Okay. Well, you can get in contact with Super Lover C. Direct that at superloverc@gmail.com. At Indie Projects, that's IndeProjects, at Indie Projects. Or you can get me at Kalente Frederick at Facebook. All right, look me up, shoot me a message. I'll be looking forward to hollering at anybody who want to get at me.
And you can get Casanova Rudd. You can follow me on Twitter at Casanova Rudd, no spaces. And also you can go to my SoundCloud page, SoundCloud.com, and just put Casanova Rudd on the search. You can download free songs. Also, I have videos on YouTube, brand new videos. You can follow me. I'm putting out like a video every 2 weeks, so you can be just following me. Give me some support on that. And you can also get me on Facebook, Eric Rudnicki, R-U-D-N-I-C-K-I, and I will definitely befriend you as well. Thank you for the support. And GQ Power, thank you as well. Man, I got to let y'all know that before y'all go.
No doubt. Super Lover C, Casanova Rudd, I want to thank y'all for coming back and joining us after the rough draft copy. You know, is there any shout-outs y'all want to give to anybody?
Yeah, I got Success Club. All my members in Success Club. I got Jay Notes. I got Wave NL. I got Team Comedy. I got my man Joe Minotti. I got a shout-out Super Lover C, of course. I got my man E-Spunk. I'm still rocking with him. He used to do all the dancing and stuff for us back in the days. He's still doing a lot of stuff in the business as well. We got Filmatics. That's our video production and film works company, Filmatics. And I can shout out to all my people, like I said before, that give me the support, and I need y'all, man. And I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. That's what's up. Of course, you know, I got to give a shout out to my main man, Casanova Rudd. Man, I've listened to these tracks, man, and they just sound real good, bro, man. You're doing your thing, brother. They sound real good. I also want to give a shout out to all those who support Indie Projects. And a big shout out to Kiki Bass out there in Lackland Air Force Base. You do your thing, babe. That's what it is.
All right, no doubt. We actually have another caller on the line for y'all. Bring that caller through. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, yeah, Super Lover C and Casanova right on the line. Is there a question you want to ask?
Not so much a question, just a statement. I've been a fan since Suda James, and I just want to say to keep on keeping on. You're doing an excellent job, and I'm looking forward to the new video with Suda James.
Nice, nice. Good looking out for the support, Mama. What's your name again?
Veronica.
Veronica, where you at?
I'm in Long Island.
No doubt. That's what's up.
I'm a fan of the new stuff, too, but I'm an old school fan, so I'm definitely feeling the old school, but I'm feeling new school, too, but I'm a big fan of the old school.
Nice. Thanks for the support. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling, Veronica. Super Lover, Casanova Rod, I really want to thank y'all for joining us again tonight. No, I hope, you know, y'all get back with us about these exclusive tracks, and I'm definitely looking forward to it. I got y'all personal numbers, so you know I'm going to be calling y'all like, yo, what's up? What's up? What's
no
going
doubt.
On? You know, ain't no question about it. Ain't no question about it.
Yeah, I appreciate it too, GQ, man. Alex is definitely
no
doing
doubt.
What they got to do. Y'all got my support forever, so whenever y'all need me for anything, I'm here for y'all, definitely.
Good.
Yeah, same here, man. Listen, I'm going to get back at y'all because I'm going to have some new stuff coming up for you, man. I know how much you need it, but I just had some prior things that I had to take care of just to clear the plate a little bit, man. But Super will definitely be back in the studio and hitting y'all with the bangers, man. So look forward to definitely hearing from me again over
no
and
doubt.
Over and over again.
Like I told Casanova, when you're ready, just sit it in, hit me up. Listen, I think that's cracking. Like, I do previews on Wednesdays to let everybody know what's going on that following Friday. So I could definitely play that track to let them know what's going on. And, you know, this is your new track and everything going on. Regardless of whether you're on the show or not, they'll still hear that track. You know what I mean?
Right. That's what's up.
All right. Well, we actually, my switch barber told me we have another caller on the line for y'all. I'm like, wow. Okay, we actually have another caller on the line for y'all. Caller, are you there? Hello? Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Yes. Yeah, Super Lover City, Casanova Red on the line.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, Ma.
Hello?
Don't listen to your radio because the radio is lagging behind. Don't listen to the radio. Turn that down and just work with the
exactly.
phone.
Thank you, exactly.
I wish I was next to you right now, like right next to your ear listening to you right now. You know what I mean? But that can't happen. But you can just turn that away.
I'm sorry. This is Boss Lady. I wanted to give you a shout out and say what's up.
Oh, Boss Lady. Okay, I know Boss Lady.
Oh, it's Boss Lady.
You know, you guys know I love your stuff, so don't even worry about it. I mean, it's off the chain. It's off the chain. And I'm so
thanks
looking forward to hearing more.
Thank you so much.
All right.
And I'm
thank
sorry
you
about
much.
Your loss. I know that had to have been hard, you know, and to take you to that place or whatever, but you brought yourself back up, and you get whatever you deserve. So, you know, God is going to keep on blessing.
I know a lot of people probably wondering what took us so long. You know, life goes on, you know what I'm saying? I had three kids. I'm a single father, so I've been raising three kids. I got a 20-year-old that's in college. I got a 17-year-old about to graduate, and I got a 15-year-old son. And, you know, I've been doing that, and now they're flying and doing their own thing. And so now it's my time to shine and help Soup shine and help other people like GQ Pilots and, you know, just make this movement more positive than what the direction that it's going in right now, you know what I mean?
Tenfold.
Really. It's definitely a good thing. Just keep doing that fatherhood thing. It's all good. Once again, Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd, I want to thank y'all for coming. Once again, it's an honor to just have y'all on the show, for real. That's real talk right there. It's definitely an honor to have y'all on the show. Well, Dons and Divas, that's tonight's show. I want to thank all my guests for coming back to join me this weekend. I'd like to thank my swag is crazy. Don't forget to get those tickets for that big event he got going on at the Paradise Theater, November 25th. Watch the throne. You can contact Swagger. His number is 917-553-6000. 7308. Once again, to contact Swagger is Crazy for those tickets at the Paradise Theater, his number is 917-553-7308. I also like to thank Mike J, the R&B singer, for coming back to join us at the Palace. Look for his soon-to-be-released single, GMS, and my special guest appearance, Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. Watch out, because they're coming back hard. I want to thank all y'all listeners for the love and support, and I also want to thank my man above, you know, the Lord, because without him, none of this would be possible. Rest in peace to Smoking Joe Frazier, Heavy D, You Gone But Never Forgotten, GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment, where dreams come true. It's butter, baby. Good night.
Setting up a trap with the set.
I got nothing.